Today, the church celebrates Saturday of the fourth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. It's often the case that things don't go exactly as we had planned. On some morning, we might plan to get something done during that particular day, but something unexpected comes up and it doesn't work out as we had hoped. On a larger scale, some plan we might have had for our career or our family doesn't happen. There are different possible responses to our plans not working out, short of completely giving up in hopelessness. In today's gospel passage, Jesus' plans for himself and his disciples didn't work out as he had hoped. He planned for them to go away to a deserted place for a time of rest and reflection because they had been so busy. But when they reached that deserted place, they found that the crowd had gotten there before them. Rather than becoming angry at this intrusion on their time of retreat, Jesus was moved with pity for the people. His plans had to be changed. Something else happened that served God's purpose. Whenever our own plans go awry, sometimes something better can replace them, that is, if we're flexible and open. God's plan is always greater than our plans. Whenever we have to let go of our plans in place of His plans, the Lord's life-giving purpose for our lives always abounds.